Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 352 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 15th is select a person you will see during your normal routine today and make a plan to serve them in at least one way at some point during the day. At the end of the day, reflect on the impact of your actions on the other person as well as yourself. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. I've encountered a few situations recently which have prompted me to reflect on this fundamental of success of leading by serving. If we are this type of leader, does this mean that we will accommodate every request that is asked of us? I think one of the things we need to look at is, are we serving a need of the person, or are we simply fulfilling a want? When someone asks us to help do something for them, if it is only to help them get what they want, then I'm not sure that is leading by serving. This doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. Out of the kindness and generosity of our heart, yes, we can still accommodate their request, but I think leading by serving goes a little bit deeper. I think truly leading by serving is being aware of the needs of others, even when they don't ask us, and finding the right opportunity to be present with them in their moments of failure and weakness. Pete Carroll says one of our greatest opportunities for impact is the few seconds after a mistake by a student or athlete. He asks, if we want high performance, why would we do anything to crush their self-confidence? This is often a situation where students may not be asking for our help, but they sure do need our help during these times. So here are three tools we can use to lead by serving after a mistake or a failure by a student. Number one is being present as we provide time for the student or athlete to improve through repetitions. This may mean sitting next to a student as they make corrections to the math problems they missed. This may mean staying after basketball practice and rebounding for a player who hasn't been shooting well lately. This tells the person that we know they need help, and we are going to be there to help them until they get better. Number two is to help them move on to the next play and or the next activity. This may mean reminding them that their mistakes are not part of their identity. They are not part of who they are. This may mean sharing with them a similar mistake we made at some point in our life and what we learned from it. It may mean helping them see they have the resources they need inside of them to get past any mistakes in their lives. This tells the person we know what it is like to be in their position. And number three is waiting patiently for a time when the student or athlete corrects their mistake and does something positive or has a good performance and being there to praise them. This tells the person we are not just there when they make mistakes, but when they achieve as well. So how about you? Can you select a person you will see during your normal routine today and make a plan to serve them in at least one way at some point during the day? At the end of the day, can you reflect on the impact of your actions on the other person as well as yourself? I think we often try to get away with donating to charities or participating in a fundraiser for someone with cancer, and we try to tell ourselves that we are leading by serving. In reality, we are called to do more. We are called to increase our awareness so that we can see the needs of others without being asked. We are called to be present with others in their moments of failure and weakness. When we remain with them while they correct their mistake, when we help them move on to the next play or activity, and when we praise them when they do something positive, then we are leading by serving. And that is how we can increase our impact on our students and athletes. As we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.